Shalom to all you wonderful women out there in website wonderland. Thank you so much for joining me today on this free seminar. I know I have a few close friends and family out there, so I want to say hello to you. Hi. And I know I have some new friends out there, so hello. And some of you I don't even know at all yet, but you sent back your questionnaires, so I've gotten to know you a little bit. So welcome to the great big hello and shalom. Shalom means peace, so shalom, and thank you for taking this hour to be together with this women's group. My name is Yachad Schiffman, and I am a personal effectiveness coach in business and to individuals, both adults and teens. I'm thinking you can all hear me okay. I have an undergraduate degree in psychology and sociology, and I have a master's degree in education. When I taught junior high and grade school in California, I developed curriculum for self-esteem that was taught to teachers across America and used in classrooms, along with meditations made for teens and youth. I have an extensive background in holistic healing and energy medicine as well, and had a thriving clinic for many years. And anything else you want to know about me, you can look up on my website or we can discuss another time, because tonight is really all about you. That's why you're here for the Total You seminar. Let's take a quick moment to remember that today is the start of the Hebrew month Adar. I didn't grow up religious, and I recall the first time I was told on Purim, we're commanded to be full of joy, happiness, fun, frivolity, and playfulness. You know, have you ever pondered this? How can a person in pain or sadness, or even an ordinary person, be expected to do that? Are you with me? So how amazing that God expects that we can just put negative feelings aside and see only the good. I was so excited how this aligned with all that I had learned in the field of forgiveness and the healing arts. In case you don't know, forgiveness is a scientific field of study at Stanford University and other fine institutions under some great professors like Fred Luskin. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He wrote Love is Forgiving and other great titles. So that's a very deep conversation for another time. But for now, let's focus on how to get happy, even if it's only superficial and seemingly temporary, because every little drop seeps in. Just like when ignorant Akiva, who married the princess, who gave up her status and wealth, saw how the drips of water slowly wore through the rock, which inspired him to become the famous great teacher and scholar, Rabbi Akiva, drop by drop, you can add positivity into your life. One of my favorite tricks is bubbles. I love blowing bubbles. Now, I admit it's more safe to blow them for kids and with kids, but I have been daring enough to blow them alone walking through airports, and I just get such a great response. It's fun to just let go sometimes. We'll speak more about that with the yoga conversation, but I want to ask you for now to ponder for a moment the difference between acting childish and being childlike and feeling free. Childish and childlike are very different. Now, before we begin, I'd like to introduce you to my best friend who's here with me. I'd like to introduce you and to let you get to know my best friend very, very well. In fact, I'd like to share my best friend with you and have my best friend become your best friend and have the two of you become inseparable, just like the two of us are inseparable. My best friend is positivity. The difference between me and most people is that my positivity is profound positivity. And for tonight, I'm offering to share my profound positivity with you and give away my profound positivity or even little bites of deep positivity for those of you who want to start slowly. Some may ask, how can I afford to give away? But I can, because I know how to renew it. I know how to regenerate it. If I pass you a piece of petite positivity, my request over this hour and after this hour and this week and this month and this year is that you continue to grow your positivity. Everything's relative. You may already feel like you have a lot. I know a couple of listeners out there, already said hi to one, who live with total constant positivity. But if you want to continue to call your new positivity petite, then by all means do that until your positivity wants to become pretty profound or even unmistakably profound. Yeah? Are you with me so far? Is this clear? Okay. Please know that if your friend positivity feels like a missus, great, a mister, fine, miss, Wonderful. Master, the term for a young man. Excellent. Whomever you can make your invisible best friend to always be by your side and reminding you of positivity is the way we want to start this conversation today. In fact, it's the way I invite you to start every day. In fact, it's the way that our Jewish tradition teaches us to start every day that we're blessed to open our eyes. Yes, we say, Modeh ani lefanecha. In English, thank you, my Lord, for putting my life back into my body. Or women, Modeh ani lefanecha, is what we say when we first open our eyes, first thing in the morning, because genuinely, before we start our day, that's where we want to be. Does anyone not understand what I mean by total positivity? If this is confusing, please speak up. Can you hear me? Okay, I hear somebody out there with a child
yes.
in the back. Okay, good.
Yes.
So
yes,
you can
yes,
hear
yes.
me. Welcome. Welcome, welcome. This is making sense, total positivity. You're with us so far?
Yep.
Okay, great. Thanks. So I'm going to just mute out for a moment. It's going through your day and looking at everything in a positive way. That's what total positivity is. It's being a cup half full person, not seeing the negative or what's... That's the strength that's going to carry us through every day. Because I can't speak to you about meditation or yoga, essential oils or healthy food choices, if those will be new changes for you, because the possibility of negativity slipping in exists very strongly in our world. But if you make positivity your best friend, like I have done, anything and everything is possible, including seemingly difficult lifestyle changes, even if you know they're for your own good. We're taught in the Gemara that the ancient prophets could only have nevuah, prophecy, if they were in a state of joy. In an article by Rabbi Mizrahi called Mystical Insights in Adar, we're taught that every Jewish month has its unique Kabbalistic power. Conquering your enemies is the opportunity of Adar. When Adar arrives, we increase our joy, says the Talmud in Tanit 29a. It was joy that was the conduit for Moshe's high level of prophecy. He was born and died on the same day, and that is said to be a very high level. In fact, I believe my husband's mother also had that gift given to her. We're taught that Moshe Rabbeinu reached the highest level of prophecy and holiness a person can achieve because he maximized his potential for joy, and he was born and died in Adar. So Maimonides writes that it's not the prophecy that makes the person holy, it's the holiness a person possesses that makes him or her fitting to receive prophecy. And the sages say that Adar is the best month to try to remove your personal barriers to holiness. By removing those barriers, you create the potential for the greatest joy. Moshe, because of his high level, achieved holiness, and he had the potential for a very high level of joy. Or the joy may have actually been the conduit for his high level of prophecy and his holiness. So it's a loop, it's a circle, it's a DNA strand, you know, conjoined within itself. It all filters in together, the joy, the high level of holiness, the nevuah. And it's said that prophecy can only come to someone who is happy. So Yirmiyahu and Shmuel and David HaMelech and others, they weren't moping around in a bad mood when they received prophecy. Tradition says that some of the prophets even used music to help them get into an elevated mood in order to experience the prophecy. So just to think about something, the true happiness we're taught is not achieved by satisfying our physical desires, as the body would have us think. And just as the prophet uses music to lighten his mood in order to access the spiritual world, true happiness comes through using the pleasures of this world to elevate our consciousness in order to bind our thoughts to spirituality. We're going to take that thought a little later and attach it to yoga. Not being about true happiness, but using the body to elevate ourselves into the spiritual world. And God would love a world filled with happy people. Oh, duh. But joy is not merely an end in itself. It's a tool for a higher state of consciousness, and that's what we're all here together for. One of the most famous Kabbalists who ever lived was called the Holy Ari. And when asked by his disciples how he reached such a high level of holiness, he replied, it's because of the intense joy I feel when doing a mitzvah. So we're together. It's Rosh Chodesh Adar. I wish you a Chodesh Tov. And we're not all at the level of these prophets and mystics that I've mentioned, but today, as ordinary people, as ordinary women, clearly one of the best ways to connect with our highest potential, each on our own level, is when we're happy, we can connect. And people who have gratitude are the most happy and the most healthy, according to extensive research. So what does positivity look like and sound like? Well, phrases like win-win, both and rather than either or saying something like finding the greatest good for all concerned. Is this you? Does this describe you? Would you like it to? Negativity, on the other hand, sounds like I can't, or I don't know how, or I'm not good enough, or I'll never amount to anything. Is this you? I hope not. If so, let's move you into another space. Or maybe you're part one and part the other, and maybe you want to be one, but your upbringing has you being something else. Because those are the words and thoughts stuck in your head. But wait, you're a divine spark of godliness and have Hashem's backing all the way to succeed. At Self-Care U, one broad goal is to learn to just throw all the negative thoughts out the door and say, thank you, goodbye, you're not welcome here. Every single time a negative thought arises. So why? Because negativity only serves to separate us from our Creator, or whatever term you use for Hashem or the universe or your higher power. And those who commit to taking on a gratitude attitude always feel better and have a more calm demeanor. Isn't that an appealing reason to adopt positivity and drop negativity? Even if you don't know all the healthy side effects of doing so. So we work on that more deeply in our Self-Care U curriculum, teaching steps and strategies to gain more and more positivity, which leads to more blessings in life. Come on, who doesn't crave more blessings in their life? So with that fundamental groundwork having been laid, let's move on to what we want to do today, which is to look at the varying parts of our life and connect them to a total you. So we have our health condition, we have our family, and we have friends, we have our wealth or income category, we have our personal growth, hobbies, free time, and more. So let's use a sundial model and place everything in a space in a circle. And I'm going to give you now a list of categories in your life, and I'm asking you to assign a number to each one on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being amazing. If you want to write them down, that's fine. Okay? Just keep your answers to yourself. We're not going to share them out loud here. But as I speak a category, please mentally assign it a number between 1 and 10, 10 being the best. And there's no right or wrong. It's just a baseline for you to know where you're holding now so you can mark your progress as you follow the Self-Care U curriculum in the future. If you have paper, go ahead and get your pen and you can write down the categories. And then you'll be able to review this in a few months and monitor for improvement. Okay, so what number do you rate nutrition? In other words, if that's very high priority for you in everything that you consume, assign it a 10. Self-nurturing, same thing. If it matters to you very much, make it an 8 or a 9. If you never think of it, well, the number will be a very small one for now. Okay, moving on, but you'll get back to this and you'll grow. Prayer, as it means to you to connect with your higher source. Exercise. And please rate it for where you are now. If you know intellectually how important exercise is, but currently on this day, Rosh Chodesh Adar, you aren't doing it much, give it the accurate number, please. Meditation, if it exists in your world now. Yoga. Please rate it. And for lifestyle awareness category, where do things like sleep and healthy food choices fit in? Where are you holding on a scale of 1 to 10 on sleep, on nutrition, on exercise? My good friend with 6 kids has a 3-year-old who's up at 4:30 every morning. She says she's always sleep deprived, but she does a lot of yoga and eats well to try to keep a balance. And she uses a lot of doTERRA essential oils to remind her to breathe. Has today been another busy day that's usually all about everybody else? So where do you fit in? A different way we can divide up our being is body, mind, and spirit. 20 years ago, few people outside of California, where I grew up, had that rolling off their tongue. But thankfully, that's a worldwide norm now to consider all those parts of us to make up our whole self. And yet another way we can approach our holistic sense is our Yetzirah, or our bad inclination, and our Yetzer Tov, our good inclination, our closeness to God and the things that distance us. Now, couple that back with the positivity and the negativity, and I've heard teachings that say that anything that's negativity, any thought that's coming from the negative side just needs to be thrown out. It's just our bad inclination. So stay with the Yetzer Tov and all the positivity to be closer to God and not distance ourselves. And over the upcoming months, I intend with Self-Care U to go into depth of all of these things and a lot more together. For now, let's focus on one way that many women have recently discovered to pull it all together, which is yoga. Now, when I say recently discovered, being Californian and being 50, yoga's been in my life for a long, long time, but it also really thrills me to see the growth in the last 20 years. So yoga is not just exercises on a mat, and it's nothing like Zumba or aerobics, which are great for cardio, but yoga is so much more than physical exercise. It's not a religion and need not involve any religious icons or ceremonies. And I bring that up because sometimes I hear religious women being a little bit nervous, especially if you're doing it online with me or you're doing it at home alone. In my teaching, I don't even use the Indian Sanskrit language names for the poses because some may relate to an ancient warrior of the Indian tradition. We just speak in English of cranes and crows, warriors, dolphins and dogs facing upward and downward. No foreign language, no new names to learn. I'd like to read something from Derech Hashem by Ramchal, Rabbi Moshe Chaim Luzzatto, that I was learning yesterday on Shabbat, and share how, to me, it fits in remarkably with yoga. So I'm going to read from a sefer for just a couple of minutes, if that, please, everybody can bear with me on that. I'm reading from part one, chapter four, verse two. And Ramchal is explaining man, and that man is a body and a soul. So I'm going to read. In defining man himself, we have already mentioned how he is an amalgamation in which two opposites are combined, the soul and the body. And yet we see with our own eyes that physicality is dominant within him. And its effects are very strongly felt within him. For immediately after his birth, he is almost totally physical in his orientation. And the intellect only minimally manifests itself within him. As he develops, the intellect continually gets stronger, each according to his circumstances. Nevertheless, the physicality will not cease from controlling him, from swaying him to his habits. However, if a person grows in wisdom, becomes versed in it, and strengthens himself in its ways, he will persevere to rule over his nature. And he will not abandon the reins of his desires from the control of his hand, but rather he will persevere to follow the guidelines of the intellect. Yet the inner core of what we are seeing is that within the reality of the physical world and its very nature exists a natural manifestation of obscurity and darkness. That is a reality that is very far removed from and contrary to the way things really are. And for those who seek to approach Hashem and find themselves in a state of clinging to his holiness, I'm going to pause there and explain how that to me relates to yoga. Because when we do yoga, especially when we start from the beginning and it's difficult to touch our toes and sitting down even in a lotus position is difficult, and we progress, we stick with it every day, 5, 10, 15 minutes, twice a day if we can, and then after the first week and the second week and the first month, and then we can easily touch our toes and make these moves. In time, in months, or for some of us in years or decades, we begin to have such a mastery over the body that it can take us to a place of high, high realization of I am not my body. And when I'm in the middle of a really hard workout, which I can get in Miami under some great, great, great teachers, I can be doing things that I'm just amazed at my body can do. And I'm often shocked, like, wow, how did I get to be able to do that? And it's a mastery over my body. And when I can say I'm not my body, and then my mind says, well, what am I? And then I realize I'm pure spirit. And it's an amazing place to go that I invite you to start on your yoga journey or wherever you are, continue on your yoga journey. It's something that I have not found in other exercise. I swim laps a lot. I swim in oceans. I swim in any sea I can get in if it's not too cold. Yoga is something apart. And we're not going to pull out our yoga mats now. That's saved via live streaming for another time for members. But yoga is a truly exceptional opportunity to let go of your active mind, to quiet it, to calm it, and to focus on the body and yet go beyond both the body and the chattering mind. It's not escape, but rather the best way of facing up to ourselves. Now, a smartphone may auto-correct busyness to busy mess, and sometimes life feels like that. But yoga is where the mind stops. It's finding the pause between the in-breath and the out-breath. And that's where we gain access to the still, small voice within. Our inner wisdom, our divine guidance. So just focus on your breathing. Welcome. Someone just dropped in. Just focus on your breathing while I'm speaking. To gain access to the still waters of the mind is the goal of yoga. It's when we take the to-do list that we need to cross items off and let it go. Just set it aside for the hour of our daily practice or 10 minutes twice a day, if that's all you can do now. Okay, can you commit to start there or to having a daily practice from wherever you are? There are many new yoga videos that I've posted, so you can see them on Facebook, selfcareu.org, or out there on YouTube. Okay, so I've muted the phone. I can't ask you to hear you all call out, but you can hear yourself. It's to yourself that you're going to commit, not to me or any yoga teacher or any spouse or family. This is about you to yourself. 5 minutes a day. Just wake up and stretch by your bedside. Before you go to bed, just stretch a little before you get into bed. Or watch the videos that are available to you on selfcareu.org or on Facebook. Just search for Yachad Schiffman. 10 minutes a day, twice a day at SelfcareU with me. And you can find the different yogas that suit you. And I hope you'll join us. So let me jump back to the quality of busyness. It's an adrenaline rush. A friend told me last week while rushing around recently that she can't calm down. I looked at her and said, oh, I just learned something about you. Are you afraid you'll get less done if you aren't racing around? And I explained that she might get more done if she's calmed down more and we're more focused. But somehow to her rush, rush, scurry, scurry made her feel more effective. Now, it's fine if we have balance of the busy doing contrasted with being still every day. And when I saw her the next day, she actually told me that she took to heart what I had said and realized I'm right. And that she can still get a lot done without being frantic about all the rushing about. But be honest here. Are more of us masking and avoiding emotions with our busyness? Even if we must do so much for our families or the community, who are we when we are alone? When you lie down in bed, are you calm and grateful and at peace? On Shabbat, are we still fretting and scattered? You can learn to calm the nervous system with yoga and meditation and learn to face the scary feelings or sadness in life and just pause and take 10 deep breaths. Out of this call, if that's what you gained, then we've accomplished something very deep and useful in this time together. So take this precious gift and start by dropping down, releasing your shoulders. Make quiet time for solitude to connect with yourself. Do you see enough value so far about how all this can enhance your life? Come on, even if you're always really busy, you can pause breathe and rediscover the peace of living in the moment to experience the completeness of your true self. Relax, breathe, and be. Recently, I've created a series for you called Yoga Anywhere. So even while online in the supermarket, there are poses you can do to bring you to the present moment and focus on your breathing. Check them out on selfcareu.org or Facebook, and please share them if you like them. It's called Yoga Anywhere, or Anywhere, Anytime. Someone asked me recently how I take the lessons that I describe on the yoga mat into real everyday life. Right, maybe you're wondering that too. That's what we're going to do together, one breath at a time, one moment at a time. Whenever you're on the mat, give yourself full permission to stop if you're doing something that doesn't feel right. If you're in a difficult pose that feels too much, take child's pose. Down on your knees and elbows and rest for a few breaths. If your balance one day is not as good as it usually is, just do what you can and then back off and leave standing balancing poses for another day, right? Yoga is not about pressuring yourself. It's not about competing or getting somewhere. It's just being. Just be wherever you are for that day, and that will flow, please God, into the rest of your life. Because yoga is an ongoing opportunity to surrender, and it reflects life accurately. Surrender means giving in to, not giving up, giving in to a force greater than we can ever imagine. A force that's full of love and compassion that has our best interest in mind always. Yoga requires letting go and not managing the details. Just being in the moment, breathe. The commitment to yoga is daily, and don't plan the routine. Once you learn the basics, just step onto the mat, let go by using prayer pose as your transition, set your intention, breathe, feel your body, be present, and let a power that is greater than you take care of the details. I'm going to ask you to pause for a moment and think about that. And I'm going to unmute. Ladies, are you? Yeah, ladies?
Yeah.
With me so far on the yoga dreams?
Yeah.
Okay, perhaps I need to clarify what's prayer pose. It's when you press your palms together and all fingers and both thumbs face each other, and you put your hands in front of your face or your heart in a deep acknowledgement of self-respect and gratitude for all that you have in life. It's used as a transition from daily mind to yoga mind. It's a way of quickly getting from out there in the hurry-scurry world to in here in a very focused way. So most of my videos online begin with prayer pose, so please check those out. Imagine if you don't have to think about how this little thing or that little thing is going to work out, how things are going to come about in the future. No, just live in the moment for each next pose or movement. And once that begins to sink in, can you imagine how your life will shift? Just amazing. Setting intention for your practice is critical and something that in self-care you will be discussing more. It's where you allow space for your dreams to evolve and you get beyond logic and rationale. So when you begin a practice of that minute or those 10 minutes, you set an intention. And if your intention is just to drop back and not think about your list or your kids or your family for a few minutes, let that be your intention. Just what you want to accomplish while you're on the mat, but not in a physical way. Beyond logic and rationale, more of an emotional thing. Because with yoga, we can tap into the limitless potential of the human spirit. When we tune into our breathing and go to the kinesthetic intelligence of the body, we get a momentary glimpse into the limitless expanded potential of our limitless self or our higher self, our divine self, whatever you want to call it. For those of you who came on late, I suggest perhaps if you get time, you may want to listen to the first part of the call that you missed because we were discussing some of the ways that yoga using your body can get you out of your body, way beyond your body, and into a very high spiritual state. So, ladies, tell me, do you know how rabbis have given over for centuries and millennium on this topic of getting in touch with our higher divine self? And when your connection to your higher self is your overarching intention. And when you put your hands into prayer pose in front of your heart as you step onto your mat, you can gain the awareness to center yourself and release the details into that higher power out there that has your best interest at heart. And through the continuity of a daily practice, you can learn to surrender more, breathe more deeply, trust more, be happier, and be more free. Are you with me?
Yes.
And then you too will want to blow bubbles and rejoice in Adar and all year long. Okay, let me move on. So my favorite other activity for inducing joy also comes out of a bottle that holds liquid, and kids also love them. And any of you who have been following me on Facebook lately or checking out my videos and free giveaways on Self-Care You can guess I'm talking about doTERRA essential oils. Yeah, they are worlds apart from bubbles.
Thank you.
Which are strictly for fun. So the doTERRA oils are worlds apart from bubbles, which are just for fun. But I have to say, honestly, the doTERRA essential oils were never on my mind as Self-Care You was initially developing. But a few months ago, I learned that the oils from them that I already knew, like Serenity and Lavender Plus, that's what I call it. Serenity is like Lavender Plus. And I learned that they were sold in kits. And that the company has so much more than really high-quality oils and oil blends. Like they have hair care products and skin care for teens and so much more. And they have vegetarian vitamins and laundry soap and hand soap. And I knew that doTERRA is something very special that I have to make available to more women throughout the world through the venue of Self-Care You. So the elevation and joy I gain from using these oils is why I use doTERRA with my yoga and doTERRA with my meditations and doTERRA oils before bed and on my face and for my hand soap. And there are actually blends called Elevation and Joy and Citrus Bliss and Serenity, which I already mentioned, and Forgive and Peace and Purity and Breathe and on and on. I'm sorry, it begins to sound silly like I'm selling you something, but I want you to be able to buy them wholesale directly from doTERRA like I now do by signing up through Self-Care You and having your order mailed to your home directly, not pay retail on Amazon like I would have done in the past. I just want you to know how effective these products are in helping raise our emotional awareness and helping us let go of past negative emotions. I'll tell you a story about when I was at the Kotel, the Western Wall, and I had with me a few oil blends. And I really don't know what's in most of the blends that I like, even though it's written on the label. I don't know. The writing is tiny, and I don't pull out a magnifier. I just like the ones I like. And I was at the Kotel, and I was davening mincha, and I had my knees up against the wall. I like to sit in a chair, just sit and be very, very close to the wall and have my feet there and my knees there. I was praying, and I was holding a blend called Forgive because that was the one it just felt like was really nice to smell right then. I'm telling you, I was smelling it and just breathing deeply, which is another amazing part about the oils, is that when we want the fragrance in, so we really breathe it in deeply, and we keep the bottle open, and there's our 10 deep breaths. So I really felt like the molecules were just going down to my fingers and up my head, down my whole body. And it was just absolutely enveloping me on the outside and integrating on the inside forgiveness, because the bottle is called Forgive, and that's, I had forgiveness on my mind. Now, can I tell you that scientifically the brain cells of my mind were actually doing something that could be monitored on an EEG called forgiveness? I don't know. But I can tell you that when I have Purify and that blend, or I need Purify, like if I just had a difficult conversation with someone or someone's yelling at me or someone's yelling at someone else, I just open Purify and smell it or take a few drops on my fingers and rub it over my chest area or my heart, and I do relax. It does help me shift, like miracles. I'll rub it on my neck or on the back of my neck or my throat, wherever it feels like it's needed. It's an opportunity to let my intuition, my guidance, lead me to the bottle I need at the moment, and the smell, the aroma, and just let go and let it do its work. There are emotional aromatherapy kits. There are massage aromatherapy kits. There are diffusers, all different styles, like colorful ones and fun or plain and simple ones, to keep the oils going in the air. If you want a free consultation beyond this call for what oils may be best for you to get started, please sign up from the selfcareyou.org homepage to book on the calendar feature. You can do that. We can speak for free about what your needs may be. But what really strikes me, and for those of you who aren't yet agreeing with this, I'm just going to ask you to set this, you know, hear me out, and later you can set it aside. But for people who do believe that this is the end of days and that the Mashiach is coming, or some say is already here, and that the world is too crazy to make any other sense or conversation out of what's going on, we're taught in mystical Judaism that we will know the Messiah is here by the sense of smell. So there are two parts to that. The first man, Adam HaRishon, apparently when he sinned, he destroyed all of his senses, or rather he used all of his senses but one, and therefore destroyed all of his senses except one, and that was a sense of smell. So he saw the apple, touched the apple, he ate the apple, he spoke, but he didn't, or were never told, that he smelled it. So it's brought down that the one sense of ours that has remained intact in its original form, in its original intensity, in the way that God created us and meant for us to be, is smell. Now, we also know that essential oils or resins or barks or different constitutions of plants were burned in the Holy Temple. And many of the 11 spices and plant forms that are all in the morning service and the Saturday Shabbat afternoon Musaf service, right between Kelavinu and Aleinu, are things we know and enjoy today. We read 11 spices were used, and two of them that are frequently mentioned are frankincense and myrrh. And there's saffron and cinnamon and cassia, which is also from the cinnamon family, but much stronger. Now, do you know that cinnamon has anti-diabetic qualities? Truth be told, every night I put doTERRA frankincense on my forehead before I go to bed. If it were elevating for the high priest in the temple, hey, how can I go wrong with it? But also throughout the day, I love to smell it, the frankincense. And people will see me just deep smelling and breathing frankincense out of this bottle. And I've seen women, in fact, you can see it on a video that I made recently for the website. I was doing a talk on essential oils in someone's home, and a woman named Rivka started saying that they are really amazing, high quality, the most pure oil she's ever smelled. And I handed the bottle to her, and she was on tape, but she wasn't doing it for the tape. And she put a dab of the frankincense on her forehead, and she said that she could really feel like her whole head was expanding and changing and growing in a good way. And I've seen that happen with a number of people when they put these very high spiritual oils onto or into their body, because they're all kosher, and over 90% can be taken internally, and there's a resonance, there's a shift. And something really beautiful happens. Now, if we know from the sense of smell that something is happening, then I can tell you that all of us who are enjoying doTERRA oils feel like they're an amazing gift from God. They're really a blessing, and we're really, really enjoying them. So I also use the doTERRA oils in my meditation, which is our next topic on this call. So please save your questions for the end. We will have time. I don't know how many of you have oils in front of you, or if you've bought a wholesale membership kit yet through selfcareyou.org, but you can find that on the doTERRA Essential Oils tab on the homepage and click the sign up. And if you're unsure yet what to get, link from the website for a free consultation with me about doTERRA oils. So I use them in my meditation, and if you have any oils in front of you, or you have some that you particularly like, I'm just going to pause a minute if someone needs to run and get one from another room in their home. So take out your oils. And I do suggest using doTERRA instead of other companies, because when I found doTERRA and I found they can ship straight to my door and I could buy them wholesale, I just put aside all my other companies and even the ones I thought were good, because these are just totally another level. They are therapeutic grade. It's indescribable. Like, from preschool to university, like the difference between what I thought were good and these. They're edible. They're very high quality, even beyond organic. So if you want, you can hear some of the lectures and some of the information online about that. So if you have them, take your oils and pick which ones you want to use now, maybe Purify or Peace, or if you feel like using Elevation or Whisper. So I'm going to do a guided imagery meditation. get yourself comfortable in your chair. Sit up comfortably with your spine lengthened and begin breathing deeply. Lengthen your spine, drop your shoulders, and just begin breathing deeply. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, allow yourself to focus on your breath and choose two colors, one for inhalation and one for exhalation. Inhale slow, silent, deep breaths. And keep the pattern going. And as you're breathing and focusing on your breathing, and you're aware of your feet on the floor and your seat on your chair, and your eyes are gently closed, see if you can notice the breath coming out of your nose and into your nose with your mouth closed as it crosses through your nostrils. Can you hear something? Inhale. Do you feel the air passing out? Take count. Notice how many in count you do before you switch to an out breath and change colors. And when you're on your out breath and you're done, pause for the count of two and then go in two, three, four, five, six. Change colors, out, two, three, four, five, six, pause, one, two, switch colors and bring in, keep doing that, and imagine yourself in a place out in nature, a beautiful place where you feel calm and relaxed, safe and at peace. Notice what you hear around you and what you can see out in nature. Is the sun beating down strongly? Are there birds in the trees? Or are you on the beach with no trees, but you can hear the waves and see them crashing? Can you smell salt water? Or are you by a fresh grass area? Inhaling deeply and exhaling deeply, notice the vivid colors out in nature. The blue of the sky with maybe white clouds and maybe green grass or trees. Maybe you have flowers. Inhaling slow, silent, deep breaths and exhaling and extending the pause, which calms the nervous system. Now, if you do this more often and you continue practicing daily to go to your safe place on your own time, you'll be calming your nervous system and bringing relaxation and healing into every cell of your body while letting go of stress. You can do this anytime you want. You can change your place every time you want. And as you learn to get quiet, you can listen to the still small voice that speaks to us between the pause of the in-breath and the out-breath. Now tuck away that concept into a safe place where you will remember it and feel your feet planted firmly on the floor in your room and your seat on your chair, and take your hands and cup them over your eyes to create a little darkness as you begin now to slowly open your eyes. Keep your eyes covered, but open now as you slowly let the light in, breathing deeply. Bring your awareness back to the room. Welcome back and open your eyes. If you want more of that, there are recorded meditations with music that are much longer, about 20 minutes on selfcareyou.org. There are free 6-minute samples that I welcome you to enjoy. The guided imagery meditations are for purchase for the full-length version, and I welcome you to find whatever meditation practice suits you best. As there are so many ways to quiet the mind, like single point of focus or walking meditations or staring at a candle flame and so much more. One thing you can see on the website that I use daily for years is called HoloSync. HoloSync is a very powerful, scientifically studied meditation program using binaural beats. They're audio recordings that I make for myself. I script subliminal messages. It's a 5-minute loop. I talk to myself And the company Holosync plays that over the binaural beats that they've created at the different levels. So I listen to it over and over, the subliminal messages, and I do that an hour every day. And the binaural beats are scientifically proven to shift the brain and the brain consciousness because of the way they work. I won't get into that now, but I do welcome you to look on the banner on the homepage on the Self-Care U website and take a look at what Holosync is and try their program, try their packages. I think maybe they'll even send a free demo CD. It's really the most scientifically proven method to meditating and getting growth out of your meditation, even if you don't feel like you know how. Because the neat thing is you don't need to know how. You just listen and it works. It just does your brain. So someone can spend many years meditating but not get to the levels Holosync can take us in less time. Personally, I learned to meditate just after college. I learned transcendental meditation, which is 20 minutes twice a day. And many, many scientific studies have been done to show that before people learn to meditate using this technique and within weeks and months, their health significantly improves on scientific measures and ratings of need for medication, including pain medication. And studies monitor meditators during the day before they do it and afterwards. And it's been shown for decades that 20 minutes using TM is equal to an hour and a half of sleep for lowering the blood pressure and resting the heart rate and changing other physiological components of the body to make people feel more rested and be more healthy. It's quite incredible what meditation can do. The one I just mentioned, the TM, is a mantra meditation, so you say the word over and over again, but if you prefer to gaze into a candle or do a Holosync where you're listening to binaural beats, anything to quiet the chatter of the mind and just be still. Yoga can quiet the chatter of the mind, but you're not being still. But in the activity, you can get to another level of stillness. But by now, you may be saying, Yachad, where am I going to find 10 minutes a day for yoga twice a day and 20 minutes twice a day for meditation? That's 20, 30, 40. And oh my gosh, but you want me doing another hour of yoga? And you know, where, Yachad, where am I going to find the time? And I'm going to say, pay now and pay later. Improve your health, find your relaxation, find your rest, find your inner self, or potentially have unwelcome health challenges, chas v'shalom, God forbid, in the future, or you can prevent them from this moment forward. And before we conclude, I invite you to really make a commitment to yourself. I'm not going to ask you to speak out. I'm not going to ask you to say, yes, I understand, or me, I'm in, because that's not where this is. This is going inside and saying to yourself, yes, I will take on something, even if I don't know how. Can I do something? Can I do something more than what I'm doing that's good for me? Can I close my door, lock myself in a room, and just say goodbye to the people who think they always need me and be unavailable for a short time, so that when I come out, I'm more rejuvenated, I'm more rested, more strong, and more available to them, and to myself, and to God, to be a stronger human being? If you can make that commitment to yourself, I'm thrilled. Welcome aboard. And if you can't, please take my gift of petite positivity that we spoke of at the beginning. Learn to throw your negativity out the window and be a cup half full person, not a cup half empty person. And please be in touch through Self-Care U, do contact us or friend us on Facebook and share this with other precious women friends who can also benefit from positivity, yoga, nutritional awareness, meditation, and a commitment to self-care. And if this call leaves you feeling like you want more personal time with me, I'm offering a special promotion for your third coaching session free if you pay for two at regular price. So that gives us three full sessions together to discuss the intricacies of your life and for me to be able to guide your growth in a way that's custom tailored to you. Also on the website now, we have a raffle going on, so please enter to win free doTERRA essential oils from the homepage. And regarding all of your future essential oils purchases, please be smarter than I was and create a membership to get the wholesale price through the selfcareu.org website. If you'd like to have a 10-minute free consultation about what oil kits and aromatherapy diffuser would be best for you, please sign up for that online. It will be my pleasure to get to know you and give you a personal guidance about this. And always remember, if prayer is asking of God, meditation is listening to his replies. So learn to get quiet and listen to your still small voice that lives in the space between the breaths. One thing I need to mention before we end the call is about our next session, which will be the fourth week in March, March 26th. Because many of us are honoring the traditions as laid out in the Torah and holding to the ancient biblical calendar, that session will be 40 minutes, not a full hour, as everyone will be busy. So sign up for March 26th. And the topic then will be how to be integrating and not separating parts of your life. Just make a mental note, please, for Sunday, March 26th, and look in your inbox or Facebook for reminders. I'll be giving you a chance for any questions in just a minute. And I want to say thanks so much for joining me. Take care. Catch my yoga and essential oils and food prep videos on Self-Care You and Facebook. And enjoy your positivity in Adar and Chodesh Tov.